Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
A visit from various people who are very sensitive, and that's what Your Hidden Power is all about. A program, a podcast that's aimed at getting us to think about things that we normally don't give a lot of thought to, or maybe we shun them. Maybe we give them, we don't take the time to actually think about experiences that you're having because maybe they're different, maybe they scare you a little bit. I try to make this a motivational hour for sure. I think one of the things that I think about when it comes to motivation is what people look at for inspiration, and if I think goals are important. If you have a goal, it's indispensable for you getting somebody. Just see what the goal is. I got to go there. How do you succeed if you don't know where you're going? You first establish your objectives. You accomplish things. Goals give you a starting place and a destination. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going. So may I suggest that you, if you are confused, sit down and think about what it is that you want in life. What are your major objectives, your targets, your aims, your destination? If you don't know where you're going, how can you get there? Goals are dreams. I think writing things down is very important. Writing things. What do you want? What are your dreams? How do you nourish them? So have a goal, write it down, and let's see if we can get there. And with that in mind, I present Terrilyn Long, who's here, a spiritual healer, a founder of The Healer's Way. If you go to her website, spiritcleansing.com, you're going to find a dedication for those of you who need to grow spiritually. That's why I'm doing Your Hidden Power for a way. If spirit is a confusing word for you, maybe you come up with some other word. I like spirit, frankly. I think that it's what the spirit that we all have, or what is spirit? Spirit is God, but we are all God, if you put it together that way. Some people think that's blasphemous, but I'm not one of them. So let's help ourselves to Terrilyn Long and find out what it is that we can learn from her. Ms. Long, welcome.
Oh,
we
Hello.
Have a problem. Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
That's good. All right. So you are dedicated, you say on your website, to providing individuals with the tools they need to grow spiritually. What does that mean? How did you grow? What did you grow up around? What sort of tradition do you come from? And where did that lead you?
Well, originally, I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I grew up in a small town. Faith is the Christianity, so I was raised in that, and that is what inspired me to do this work.
So, when you say you grew up in Christianity, I did the same thing. I grew up as a Christian. I don't look upon myself. I mean, I don't even know what that means anymore. It was supposedly built around the life and times of Jesus Christ. His name. I don't know that really was his name. I don't know what his name, I think there's a lot of mythology in religion, and some people think there's a lot of mythology in what we're talking about as well. So what do you make of what the truth is, or what maybe conjecture on some people's part?
For me, the truth is it's in your faith. And it's in believing in something bigger than yourself. I don't believe, although I was, you know, raised a Christian in the Christian faith, I don't believe there is just one way. And there's so many people, and everyone has a little bit different belief system. I like to meet people where they're at on their path without judging them, or, you know, everyone has their own way. And it's important to recognize that in people. And I believe that's partly why, you know, I'm successful in what I do, because people can trust me with just being themselves.
What do you do?
Well, I'm a life coach, and I incorporate coaching, spiritual cleansing, and Reiki all together in one.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone came to you or talked to you, would you offer them all of those things in one session? How do you determine what it is that people need when they contact you?
Well, initially, when someone contacts me, we have a short phone conversation. I get an idea of, they tell me, you know, why they're contacting me. Maybe I work with a lot of women going through, you know, changes in their life, whether it's from becoming a parent, you know, dealing with their own parents, relationships, you know, just growing up, getting old, those types of issues. I also deal with, you know, people that are sick or going through challenges in your life from a physical perspective, really a very wide range of issues. I have some practitioners that will refer clients to me for help on the spiritual side of life while they handle the physical.
Do you find that it works better to be in person? I've often wondered, and I've had these treatments myself and had conversation with people who over the phone are good communicators, because the work of spirit is such. The most recent one was actually with a new dog that I have, and I had someone who could speak to her, and actually you could see the difference in how she felt physically. And so people think, wow, that's bizarre. That's, how does that work? And it's because they don't understand the connection that we all have in the universe. But I wondered whether in your circumstance, people ask you, do I need to come and be with you versus being on the phone?
People do ask me that, and my answer is no. I work with people all over the country. It's not physically possible to be with everyone in person. Mm-hmm. I find the phone work is highly effective. I'm on the phone almost every day, and the spiritual work is done absent the phone. It's done remotely, and then my sessions, you know, can go on anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. People call me even when we don't necessarily have something scheduled, but they just need some in between, you know, communicating,
coaching.
You know,
yeah,
follow up.
Coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so is there a difference in the spiritual work and the physical work, the spiritual work having to do with perhaps the mind, although the mind and the body are one, but the physical Reiki, for example, or things that are done that require hands-on. So the two things go together. Do you think everybody does them well, or do you need to have a specialty? Because I noticed you do a couple of different things.
Yeah, I do. I don't think everyone does them equally well. I do the spiritual work, I think, better than some people, because I incorporate a lot of things into my practice, and I incorporate the distant Reiki in with the spiritual coaching and the, you know, releasement therapy. So, I can't speak for anyone but myself. I know what works for me. I think that on some level, when you're working remotely with the person, or you're doing distant work, you don't get distracted by by being in person, or you know, by a lot of the questions at the point of actually doing the work.
Right. Well, we have, I'll send people to your website, spiritcleansing.com, spiritcleansing.com, spiritual cleansing, the physical work. All this is part of what a lot of really good healers do. Terrilyn Long is with us to give you an example and perhaps some inspiration in terms of your own trying to figure out what's going on, because that's what we're all basically doing. We're just trying to figure it out. And we're considering all kinds of treatments all the time. And that's what your hidden power is all about, to expand your mind a little bit, to perhaps take into account things that you haven't taken into account before, and maybe use them to help yourself. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the aging process. We're all going through the same thing, maybe in different ways, depending on how well you're experiencing the things that are around to help you. For example, Purity's most cutting-edge product is Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you energy. The Omega is the Omega 3 fish oil, which is so great for your cardiovascular system. Gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, every single part of your body. And that's why the Omega 3s are so experientially. I have found that really my physicality has changed greatly, sticking to things like the omegas and the krill oil that's together. Krill oil is for your joints, and the omega-3 is for the circulatory system. Put them together, and you got a powerful, small little pill that really goes a long way to making you and your life much better. So get the ultra-pure Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. First time around, it's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. Call them at 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping. You'll get your free bottle sent to you, and then you'll see how well it affects you physically and spiritually. I think it does. When you're feeling well, your body is going to be. When you feel spiritually well, your body feels well because of the mind-body connection. So get yourself to feeling well from top to bottom, in and out. Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Get the free bottle now to get you started on the program. 800-355-1493. Yes, it is free, and this is not a limited time offer. You can call your friends and say, hey, you ought to try this stuff. I got on it, and it's reduced my inflammation levels. Wow, it really makes me feel better. Help yourself as well. 800-355-1493. Meanwhile, our conversation, I want to come around to Terrilyn Long and talk about abundance, because you have a special place. We have a lot of generalities, but there's also specifics. People want specifics. When they come to you, they probably don't call you and say, oh, Terrilyn, I don't know what to do. They've got something. They've got a health issue, got a romance issue, got a money issue. And so what do you tell people about the word abundance and what people can get? You know, there are some folks who have blockages toward abundance, and I think we have blockages toward lots of things, and we're told that it's in our mind or it's in our attitude, it's our subconscious. So that's all well and good, but then how do we clear it so we can live an abundant life?
Well, I get that question a lot. And I tell people that I incorporate what I call spiritual cleansing in my practice, and that is a form of releasement therapy. It works by removing negative energies that do not belong within the boundaries of your true spiritual, mental, and physical self. These energies can block you. They prevent you from living the life that you want, that you need to, you know, the life that allows you to be abundant and have abundance in your life. By removing those energies and those energy blockages, it allows the true spiritual self to work directly and effectively in the life. And then you can receive all those abundances, finances, love, you know, happiness.
Well, here's the thing that strikes me about this is that the person that you're dealing with has to sign on with you. You can't. I think sometimes people call folks like you and they think they don't have to do any work. They can just sit and listen to you and immediately think, okay, I'm going to follow, or she's going to give me the steps. I'm going to hear her, and it's going to happen automatically. Whether that's the way you have approached it, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about folks listening or not. If you think that you're not going to have to do anything, it's fantasy, because you can't. I mean, I guess I'm assuming that you may subscribe to that same feeling that that this isn't something that's a one-way street. You can wave a magic wand over people and everything changes. That doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't work. There's work on the part of the client as well. A lot of my sessions could include soul retrieval, past life exploration. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of truth and honesty involved in the sessions. And, you know, I let people know that up front. I mean, I'm all in, you know, 100%, 150% with my clients, but they need to be all in with me as well.
Yeah. You have to give it
on the other side. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that it isn't something that happens by just, it's not magic. It's thinking. Your thoughts are what are going to put you in the right place. I think that is the message here, amongst others. But there are a lot of great messages. I find this to be a very interesting and informative website. It's called spiritcleaning.com or cleansing. You want to spell it that way, spiritcleansing.com. Tara Ling Long here on Your Hidden Power.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Time for us to continue our overview of what's going on in your life, Your Hidden Power podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Very important part of these conversations every week is my visit with Uri Geller, the mystifier, the motivator. So one of the things we've been talking about today, Uri, is abundance, how to move people ahead, how to make people feel better. You wouldn't have been successful had you not been able to make people feel better. Do you agree?
Yes, I absolutely agree, Doug. First of all, can you hear me loud and clear?
I can. It sounds like you're in your kitchen at the table.
No, I'm today, for a change, I'm at home. Yeah. And I'm looking out at the beautiful scenery of old Jaffa and the Tel Aviv shore. There is a huge American group of young kids from all over America. This organization is called Taglit, which means discovery, and they are touring, Jerusalem, Nazareth, and of course Old Jaffa. And what's interesting about Old Jaffa is that every tourist that comes to Israel has to come to Old Jaffa because it's 6,000 years old. It's an ancient port city. It has the ancient wall of Old Jaffa. There are ruins here that go back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. And you can walk in the little narrow alleys and see little jewelry shops, painters. The only people who are allowed to live in Old Jaffa who may buy apartments here and little houses must be artists. If you're not an artist, you cannot purchase a place of dwelling. I find that amazing always. So it's a beautiful day here, and I think these kids are motivated by the empowerment of nature and ideology and the energy that Israel produces. Mm-hmm. There is a spiritual power here, and this is one of the reasons I came back with my wife after 48 years of living abroad. There is some kind of a magnetical spiritual pull that you want to go back to your homeland. Almost every Israeli will tell you that.
Well,
but talking about
don't you think that happens with a lot of people? They want to go back to home. And in fact, our whole life, you could argue, Uri, that in the spiritual sense, being connected to God is like going back home, because God is that universal energy, the power, and we all want to go home to that, don't we?
Yes, very much so. And we are motivated to do that subconsciously. And since you brought up motivation, basically motivation is a reason for people's actions, desires, and needs. Think about it. Motivation is also one's direction to behavior. How do you behave today? How do I behave generally? And that's what causes a person to want to repeat a behavior. I want to repeat good behavior. I want the joy of life to be reflected upon others. And this is why I behave the way I behave. And an individual, Doug, is not motivated by another individual. You're motivated by yourself, by your own mind, by your own brain, by your own spiritual needs in life. Do I make sense to you?
Yeah, but how do people find those things? You must have had dozens, if not hundreds, of conversations with people who would come see you in some way, connect with you, send you an email, whatever it is, that are looking for what their truth is. They have lived a life that hasn't been of purpose. They haven't experienced what they think is a good reason for being. So they come, they seek out people like you who want to or able to help because of your, first of all, you're helpful by nature, but secondly, you have that sense about you that is very rare, the energy that actually physically makes changes happen. You can do that. You try to teach other people to do it, but for whatever their reason, yours, your mind is so strong. When you set out your mind to doing something, you do it. People don't have that strength in their mind, so they look to people like you to have or get or help them somehow or other get that spirit. That's kind of what I, when I built this thing around what we call your hidden power, that's really what it is. We can't see you in the energy that's bending the key or bending the spoon or making the washing machine work or the watch. We can't see that.
Yeah, you have a very powerful point here. Unlike, say, Anthony Robbins, who is a huge, he's a megastar in the motivational world or motivational business because, you know, motivators make tons of money today. I mean, probably people like Robbins, you know, earn millions a year. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you see, with me, it's a bit different. There's a different slant. There is a different angle on it because I produce certain phenomenon that amazes people, that bewilders people, that causes them to think, how did that spoon bend? Therefore, if Mr. Geller knows how to bend the spoon with his mind, I better listen to him because maybe he knows something that I don't know. So for me to be a motivator was very easy. I actually changed my lectures around the world when I do lectures on television and on stage, is instead of constantly talking about the paranormal and parapsychology and mind over matter and psychokinesis, I talk about how to change your life for the better. And this is why I constantly say, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you visualize, you can materialize. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, because you are the architect of your own life. And that's the key here. The originality of the architectural quest in your own existence. So by giving them that kickstart to ordinary people out there, I move something in their minds, and then they think differently, something out of the box, which helps them to advance into something positive and that can change their lives for the better.
Well, that's what it's all about, and that's the reason for your hidden power, for you to figure out how you can change your life for the better. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, for lots of great motivation. Uri, thank you. Let me help you with something that is very much in demand. People and their eating habits have gotten so bad in the past 40, 50, 60 years that we need to cleanse our body. And so as people more focus on the balances of nature, if you will, your immune system, there's a way to cleanse your body, to get the bad things out, and to allow the new things or the better things to stay. It's called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea has in it a proprietary herbal formula. It's gently aimed at cleansing your body, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that come from food loaded with pesticides and herbicides and processing, that sort of thing. You feel run down, you're gaining weight, you need Life Change Tea. It is something I just went downstairs and poured myself a cup of it. It really is. I make it a gallon at a time. That's how you do it. They'll tell you how to do this when you get into the program. Life Change Tea. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will not charge you for shipping. Get ready for more energy in your life. Get ready for more exciting circumstances. You'll just feel better. You don't want to feel run down. You want to feel up and at it. So go to getthetea.com, use the discount code GJV for free shipping. But if you drink tea, get this tea. It'll help you. And tea has its own satisfaction in and of itself. It's a great social connector. Life Change Tea will do more than socially connect. It'll cleanse your body. It's a mild daily detox. Detox. Yep, that's what it is. Get it at getthetea.com. Use the code DJV for free shipping. America is listening to Your Hidden Power. This is a chance for you to improve your life by using your own brain, your own imagination, your own secrets. Joining us now is our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. A lot of times people say to me that I'm too abstract with you, Mary. I don't give enough specific points, or you don't have time to give enough specific points that will be aimed at helping people, because that, after all, that's why we're here. That's why you're there at PsychicScout.com. So we've been talking about changing one's life. Sometimes people come to you because, as I've said, they have health issues, they have romance issues, they have money issues, whatever it is, and then you work with them. But when I say that, it does sound sort of, and I listen back to the conversation, they are sort of abstract. I want to change my life, but how do I do it? And that's where you come in.
Yes. It's really interesting because a lot of people want to change their life, but they don't really know. They have trouble defining what it is they actually
want. Well, but they also expect you to be the person who changes. I was talking about this a little while ago. The essence of what happens doesn't happen. It's not, you're just not going to sit there in a mind fog and somebody says these words to you and things are going to change immediately and you're going to have more money and your health's going to be better. That's nonsense. If you think that's going to happen, don't waste your time.
And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, the spirit's message is about them deserving to have what they want, having permission to even think about, you know, their soul and what their soul wants.
You know how important that message is? I'm going to stop you right there again. That's one of the most important messages, and it's been for somebody like me. I'm always happy to use myself as a guinea pig. And I have gone through my life listening in my head. It's not my father's fault. It was where he was coming from, and I learned that through that constellation process. But I still can hear my father tell me that I didn't really deserve, I should be happy with what I have. And it's always gone against my grain because I've never been happy with what I have. So I'm listening to him, and there's a tug of war there in your subconscious, isn't there? That's what you got to work at.
There is. It's really finding the voice that belongs to you among all the other voices in our head. Mm-hmm. And so it's helping the person become aware of where they experience that voice in their body, how they know that voice is different.
So maybe you don't recognize the voice. Maybe you don't realize you're doing the same thing over and over again. You're having the same kind of women or men in your life. You have the same kind of jobs. You don't stretch out And therefore, you know, this whole business about deserving, we all deserve to have the best. But do we know how to get there? Even the best of us don't know how to get there.
Exactly. Exactly. There's always that, there's always some voice in our head saying, really, or, you know, in my family, it's don't get too big for your britches.
Yeah.
You know, all those kind of things that go through our head. And the reality is when we get down to the soul level, what we want is usually quite simple and quite easy to attain. And when we're working from that space, then spirit can really help us.
Well, it's being open.
They can just make things go smoothly.
But a lot of times people's religious backgrounds especially teach them that this stuff isn't any good because it takes you away from their control and you give yourself control. And that's really, I think that's the biggest bugaboo to all of this. People feeling like they actually are in charge of their own lives.
Right. And we are when it comes down to it. And if you backtrack your life and the choices that you made, you see that you really are in control of your life. You're in control of the one thing you are in control of is how you react to something or the decisions that you make. Mm-hmm. And once you can get in tune with that soul space, everything gets much easier and starts to make a lot more sense.
Right. It's taking the time. You can do it in person, do it on the phone. Find somebody like Mary. There are all kinds of tools that are available. And we give you permission in this day and age because more people are going to folks like the psychic scout, like Mary O'Malley, or to an astrologer, or to somebody who has points that can be made that actually register with you. You get the help, and that's why there folks like you are as popular. The good ones are, and Mary is good. So visit with her on psychicscout.com, psychicscout.com. You can tell her that you heard about it while you were listening to the conversation here on Your Hidden Power. But it's very important to realize nothing changes unless you want it to. Mary, thanks. Here's a lady that has all kinds of ways to connect. And this is the essence of this program. We are here to help. If you want to change your life and you don't know how to do it, I'm giving you the resources or the ideas. It may be that you contact or listen to some of these people. You go to their websites. Maria has written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. It's very engaging. It's very thought-provoking. It's inspirational. And so what you need is to, when you go to Maria Francesca Trilogy, and again, you know what? We have to work on getting you like MFT.com or something because people can't spell your name. And so that's why I think we need you to make it easier for people to find you. How about that for a suggestion?
Well, good morning. Or hello. Yeah.
Hello.
So here's what I got a new email address for folks.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
So it's a Gmail account. And
really?
Astrologer.
Yeah.
The number 4.
Yeah.
Astrologer for your life at gmail.com.
Oh, I kind of like that. That's good.
Yeah.
Astrologerforyourlife.com. That's much better. Nobody can spell your name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Astrologerforyourlife.com. Perfect. I like that.
Astrologerforyourlife at gmail.com.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so in helping ourselves, sometimes I get carried away because you know how excited I get in looking into all of these things that help us to grow. I have found in my experience, 35, 40 years of growing, trying to expand my own spiritual consciousness and getting into things that I had no idea. And I still, I guess, I don't think I know anywhere near what I need to know. That's why I have experts like you who have spent their lives figuring things out because, in fact, you wanted to change your life too, didn't you? That's why you got into this work.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So when you hear people tell you their stories, how often does it sound like it's your story?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I actually had a group of people here yesterday. And we were discussing how interesting it always is that we have to learn what we teach. And so as I go through, even looking at someone's astrological chart, I will find that there is something that is similar to something in my chart. Maybe something I didn't pay attention to because it's so detailed.
Let's take me as an example. I'm happy to put myself out there and make it an example. You and I have struck a chord with one another. In your estimation, why?
Well, because you and I have very similar chart, astrological chart experiences. You are a Scorpio, which is a water sign, and I'm a Pisces, which is a water sign. We both have Aquarius rising, and your moon is in Pisces, and I am a Pisces. So when you take all of that together, you find that there are a lot of similarities, and I think people resonate with people who have a desire to change their lives, to live in, you know, a better way, to understand who they are even deeper. And I believe that that's where those that's where people resonate together. That's what I love about astrology.
Is it the same thing in life when you hook up with somebody? Is there that same kind of thing? The best hookups are the sort of thing you're talking about. When I say hookup the way it's used today, but you know what I mean.
Yes, yes. You know why? Because we find that we'll say things to another person, or we'll like something that they like, and we'll go, you know, I wonder what sign they are. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then I find out that most of my friends that I'm the closest to are people that have very similar astrological
connections.
Their profile.
Yeah. Check out Maria's new website, astrologer4yourlife.com. That's brilliant.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.